My name is Julia Clowney, and I am a licensed independent clinical social worker, which means psychotherapist, essentially, and I've been practicing for a little bit over 11 years. My approach is empowering and forward-moving, and I tend to focus much more on the future than the past. I do address issues from the past. I don't want to, you know, make it sound like I ignore them, because they certainly are important. Acknowledging what's happened in the past, accepting it, and doing the work that's required for the trauma or the sadness from past events is very important, and I do that. The second step is moving towards the future. What do you want your life to feel like in ways that it doesn't feel like now? And so those questions can sometimes feel uncharacteristic of a usual therapy session. You know, what do you want in your life? What kinds of experiences do you want? What kinds of relationships do you want? And then we come up with an action plan or a roadmap to get from here to there. I think that a lot of people have the impression that you need to be very sick or very nervous or very depressed in order to justify seeing a therapist. What I think is that it takes a lot of courage to say to yourself, someone else might have a different approach, and that different approach might be better. That can be a difficult place to get to, because it takes courage, it takes humility, and it takes a sense of adventure. And people don't necessarily have those things when they're feeling anxious or depressed. But if they can just find a whisper of those things, then anyone would benefit seeing a therapist. I had a cold call who never came in. He said, I don't think I'm crazy enough. And then I just never heard back from him. So I thought that was funny. I was like, you don't need to be crazy to see a therapist. And one of the reasons that that's true is because the power of our thoughts and the power of our perceptions of the situations in our lives are not actually common knowledge. Some people are even so skeptical of this idea that they even hear of the movie or the book, The Secret, and they discount it immediately. The Secret is based on the law of attraction. My understanding of the law of attraction is what we think about and focus on and spend a lot of time and energy on tends to come into our lives or stay in our lives. And what we really pay no attention to, don't think about, don't focus on, or give time or energy to, very, very rarely does. That, in a nutshell, is what the law of attraction is. My issue with The Secret is that it doesn't acknowledge core beliefs. The core belief is a belief that you've had for so long and so strongly that it's become a fact. So someone might say, I'm terrible in relationships. I'll never have a meaningful, healthy relationship. Well, they've had a history of not having good relationships, and that is their current belief about themselves. But it's happened so many times, and it's a thought that's occurred to them so many times that it's become a fact. And it's enforced by them making the statement to themselves and to other people, I'm not capable of having a healthy relationship. I always screw them up. Addressing that and acknowledging that that's actually a belief and not a fact is the first step in using the law of attraction for improving your life. Contemporary thought has begun to acknowledge this power as well. There's something called positive psychology. It's about 10 or 15 years old and focuses on one's strengths and what is working in someone's life and applying those skills and talents. And I'm not speaking to just, you know, tangible skills and talents. I'm talking about emotional and mental as well. Applying the things that they do in the areas of their life that is working to the areas that is not working. And so there is research out there on a therapeutic approach that uses the strengths that I use. What I've done is I've used cultures from around the world and traditions from around the world, spiritual traditions, to be frank, and I realize that they're all pretty much saying the same thing. They have different words that they use. They have different rules or laws, if you will, that are applied to them. And the bottom line is, it's your choice. Your perspective of your life is the single most important determinant of how your life will be. What you choose to think about and focus on is the most important thing in how your life actually turns out. I can't change someone's thinking for them, but I can offer the concept that if they want to choose a different perspective, that things can be different for them. I've had people where I've made suggestions and they've said, oh, no, that's not really an option. That won't happen. but they've been willing to make a very small change and were shocked at the results. And so they would come in and say, you're never going to believe this, but I tried that thing you were talking about, and guess what happened? And I can usually guess. You know, people don't actually spend enough time deciding what they actually can control in their life and what they can't, so they spend a lot of their time and energy trying to control all of it. It's not less or more control, it's what you're trying to control. So if you're trying to control other people, if you're trying to control your boss, your spouse, your kids, your mortgage company, your landlord, your neighbors, then yes, you're definitely going to want less control because it turns out you don't have any. Having more control over yourself, your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, that is the more control that you're going to be looking for. That's the control that therapy will give you direction on. There's a quote I have up in my office by Marianne Williamson, and it says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It sounds nice and it sounds pleasant when you hear it, but it can be a terrifying thought. If my thoughts and what I have chosen for myself have created this life for me, and my life isn't so great right now, that brings you to a fork in the road. And on one side, a deep depression that I have created this, you know, very unpleasant amount of suffering, or this unpleasant experience I'm going through. The other side of the fork is I can choose to take this information and actually change the experience of my life and allow a personal transformation and a higher consciousness to evolve from understanding that I am powerful beyond measure. One of the benefits of understanding and embracing your own power is that it's a great tool to be able to release some of the negativity that you have in your life. Negativity defines who you are, it defines your life, and it defines who you are in the world. It's as simple as that. And negativity, as difficult as this may be to hear for some people, is a choice. And if you are a negative person, you are choosing to be negative. I have an analogy that I have used with clients that your mind is very much like an apartment. Negative thoughts are like friends with muddy boots who come in and trash your place and stay till unwanted hours and eat the food out of your fridge and damage everything. You don't lock the door, you don't throw them out, you don't even notice them. Positive friends or positive thoughts are going to come in and help you clean up and bring dinner and talk to you about things and make repairs. And so, you know, keep the door locked and look through the peephole before a thought comes in. If you need to make changes, kick out the characters who aren't working for you and look for thoughts that will work. People would be surprised when they hear about positive thinking. They'll say, well, that's just not true. My life is filled with negative things. It is true. There are positive thoughts that can replace those negative thoughts, and more times than not, those positive thoughts will be more true than the negative ones. To introduce a new aspect of yourself that does want transformation, that does want change, that does want joy, peace, contentment, healthy relationships, a feeling that your life has purpose, that is, it's like a muscle, and you haven't used it in possibly decades. So to consider it, to lift something with that muscle that you haven't used in a long time is uncomfortable. And in the West, we're taught that if it's good, it's good, and if it's bad, it's bad. And if it's good, go towards it, and if it's bad, go away from it. And this isn't necessarily useful way of approaching it, especially when you're talking about the comfort zone, moving out of it, and transforming your life. As Winston Churchill said, you create your own universe as you go along. If you'd like to explore this more, I'd love to help. For more information about me, my practice, or the ideas I've just spoken about, feel free to visit my website, goodthinkingtherapy.com.